The Apostle Paul and his missionary companions left Asia Minor for Europe to bring the gospel to Macedonia, a Roman province lying to the north of Greece. They embarked at Troas and sailed to the seaport of Neapolis. From there, they followed the great Roman road known as the Ignatian Way to Philippi, a Roman colony lying about 15 kilometers inland. Philippi was an important place, being the chief city of that part of Macedonia, but there were so few Jews that no synagogue had been built there. On the Sabbath, Paul and his companions went outside the city gate to the river, where they expected to find a place of prayer. Some women had gathered to pray. Paul began to speak to them. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple from the city of Thyatira in Asia Minor, which was well known for its purple dye. Lydia did business trading purple cloth. Coming from a pagan background, she was a Jewish proselyte who worshipped God. On hearing Paul's message, the Lord opened her heart and she believed. So Lydia and the members of her household were baptized. Then she invited the missionaries to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded them to accept her hospitality. A few days later, when Paul and his companions were going to the place of prayer, they were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and the others, shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved." She kept this up until Paul became so troubled that he turned round and said to the evil spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And at once the demon left her. When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to accuse them before the authorities. They brought them before the Roman magistrates and said, "These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and without any legal proceedings, the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten. They were severely flogged, as Roman law did not limit the number of strokes to a maximum of 40, as was the case in Jewish law. Then they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving this order, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks, so they could not even move. In spite of the pain they were in and the discomfort of their position, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to God, while the other prisoners listened. Then suddenly, about midnight, there was a violent earthquake that shook the prison to its foundations. All the prison doors flew open, and the chains fell off the prisoners. The jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword to kill himself, because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed into the inner cell, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and asked, "What must I do, sirs, to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then Paul and Silas preached the word of the Lord to him and to all the other members of his house. At that very hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. He and all his household believed and were baptized. Then he brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and the whole family was filled with joy because they had come to believe in God. Next episode, Paul at Thessalonica.